Hi, people. This podcast, I hope it's my last one. I said it before, I couldn't keep it real. I've continued podcasts, but this podcast, people, I'm in the hospital here. Anyways, why am I doing this podcast? Because the United States of America back, was it the 30s? I believe 1930s. There was prohibition in the 20s, 100 years ago, to ban alcohol, but the Americans made a narcotics act in the government, which made narcotics illegal, right? You know, and my point is that every country followed this law of narcotics. I believe, I'm pretty sure every country has a narcotics act. Now let me explain something about narcotics. The way narcotics on the street is, or pure opium, the narcotics, the way, especially in the streets, you know, you've heard street drugs, they're made in a poison. They put poison in it, right? They put poison in the coca, in the opium, MDMA. It's like crystal meth and all that shit. It has poison. What I'm trying to say about narcotics is, where do narcotics come from, right? It comes from Mother Earth, right? And why does Mother Earth have narcotics, like the raw narcotics, right? Is because for sick people, right? And the government, especially in the United States, said we're going to ban narcotics. And I believe there's a reason why they banned narcotics, to be honest. It wasn't for to help us. No, it wasn't to help us, you know, like to help the people, like, you know, say we're going to protect you from yourself. We don't want you doing. No, they know then in the 30s, the 20s, even when cocaine was made, what narcotics are all about. And why they made the street drugs is to get people addictive and put poison in it, like gasoline, brake fluid. My point is, narcotics from Mother Earth, God made narcotics, I'll tell you that right now, for sick people. And my beef with this law is they don't allow us to take a raw narcotic, like I mean raw from the original source, and take the narcotics like they do every drug and manipulate it so it's antidepressant, so it's not as potent, it's not as addictive. It's basically taking the narcotic and use science to use it as an antidepressant, use it in a way to make people happy. For sick people, I believe we're all sick. Yes, every human being on this planet is sick. I believe it. We suffer from some illness, and narcotics is a way, like alcohol, you know, or marijuana. But there's other narcotics too that are good, and God said what he made was good. And it's the raw narcotic. You take the raw narcotic and you use it to help people instead of ban it, which is, narcotics is a gift from God, okay, in my opinion. And when you ban all narcotics, sick people get sicker and they have no way of getting help from Mother Earth. Because there was medicine men for thousands of years, and narcotics was used for thousands of years by human beings to help sick people. And like, I give you an example with marijuana. They banned it. It heals many diseases, like example marijuana, right? And cocaine, Novocaine's used for dentists to numb you. Opium's for pain. Like, I'm not a scientist or an expert in narcotics, but I can tell you that it's a gift from God and it helps sick people. And they banned it. And what happens when sick people want narcotics? they go to jail. Like, we're criminals if we use narcotics or if we possess narcotics. And this is wrong, okay? And, you know, you have some hardcore politicians, hardcore, you know, courts and judges and this and that, that want to punish us for narcotics when they're not doing it right. They're not taking the narcotic, like the coca leaf, for instance. You know, the coca make an energy drink or make, you know, some sort of, take the coca and make it into a positive narcotic, which it is positive, and help people, sick people. And there's many, many more narcotics that Mother Earth gives us, okay? Narcotics is good, but it's you can, like a knife, you can use it to murder people, stab people, or you can use it to prepare your food, cook your food, prepare your food, use it as a tool. Narcotics is exactly the same thing. It's half empty, half full. It's a paradox. If you take it for a street drug, why street drugs are illegal is the way it's made. It has gasoline, it has brake fluid. It's meant to drive you crazy and addictive, you know? But there's, if you take the raw narcotic, what I'm saying, it's good. You can make it to help sick people, and we're all sick, and it'll help people that want to do it. If we have liberty, we should have the right to our narcotics, which is a gift from Mother Earth. Understand me, people? That's all I'm saying. But moderation is key, even with weed and alcohol, which is legal. Moderation is key. And basically, do the right thing, you know. Our narcotics should be legal and used properly, used sensibly, used righteously to help sick people, but, you know.